Visible from across the city, that center was no longer Wall Street, but Midtown, beckoning New Yorkers and visitors alike with its pulsing energy and endless excitement. Each Midtown thoroughfare was no mere street, but an entire world. Park Avenue, already a shorthand for luxury and affluence. Madison Avenue, whose very name stood for advertising and the machinery of mass persuasion. Fifth Avenue, whose flagship department store symbolized fashion, elegance, and style. And Broadway, the universal catchword for entertainment, celebrity, and urban spectacle. Just beyond lay the Hudson Piers, lined with glamorous ocean liners, cities in themselves, which now set to sea before a backdrop befitting the commercial capital of the modern world. Two groups of soaring new towers rising ever higher into the sky and culminating in 1931 with the great peak of the Empire State Building. By then, however, the glittering towers had ended their rise as the Great Depression of the 1930s brought down the city's engine of private enterprise and signaled the entrance into city affairs of a new and in many ways alien force, the federal government. The advent of Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal allowed New York's irrepressible new mayor, Fiorello LaGuardia, and his brilliant Parks Commissioner, Robert Moses, to begin remaking the old city to a new vision through a torrent of projects built not for commercial purpose, but by and for the public. Bridges, tunnels, and parkways, housing projects, parks, and swimming pools, and on the eve of the Second World War, a spectacular World's Fair in Flushing Meadow, whose futuristic exhibits introduced New Yorkers to a startling new idea, a city without any center at all.
This monk heaves and palpitates and is multi-directional and has a mayor.
Home now to the United Nations, and at the peak of its economic and cultural dominance, New York would remake itself with a fury in the decades following World War II. Possessed by a seductive new urban vision that rejected everything about the existing city. In Midtown and downtown Manhattan, one avenue after another was ripped down and reshaped into gleaming canyons of steel and glass. Across the five boroughs, meanwhile, an even greater upheaval was underway. Hundreds of poor and working-class neighborhoods were split in two or reduced to rubble as the now all-powerful city planner Robert Moses, tapping a flood of federal dollars, ran one giant highway after another across the Bronx, Brooklyn, Staten Island, and Queens, linking not just the five boroughs, but the entire region in a giant grid of concrete. The highways encouraged millions of New Yorkers to leave the city entirely and move to new car-based suburbs springing up on the periphery. Soon, New York's shipping and industry joined the exodus, costing the city hundreds of thousands of blue-collar jobs at the very moment it was taking in yet another wave of hopeful newcomers, this time from the South and Puerto Rico. By the early 1970s, as the flight to the suburbs continued and the city's economic engine faltered, New York's troubles seemed to multiply year by year. Older slums expanded and new ones appeared. Poverty increased. City services declined. And conditions in much of the city spiraled downward until by the middle of the decade, the South Bronx, with its nightly fires and miles of burned-out buildings, had become a national symbol of urban despair. Many wondered whether the idea of the city itself was somehow obsolete. But in the Bronx, as elsewhere, millions of New Yorkers refused to give up, demonstrating a resilience that would be stunningly amplified in the decades to come, as both newcomers and native New Yorkers decided the city was worth fighting for.
Big cities have difficulties in abundance. But cities are not helpless. Lively, diverse, intense cities contain the seeds of their own regeneration.
Few could have predicted that 1970s New York was about to undergo one of the most stunning transformations in the history of cities. It began with a reassertion of the city's urban values, as committed New Yorkers banded together to protect and renovate historic districts and rebuild shattered communities from central Brooklyn to the South Bronx. These efforts were soon reinforced by larger trends, as an increasingly global economy brought a flood of new resources and new people into the orbit of the city. Across the five boroughs, an extraordinary wave of new immigrants poured in from around the globe, from Asia, Africa, Europe, South America, the Middle East, and the Caribbean. By the mid-1990s, the city's renaissance was propelled forward by a remarkable effort to reduce crime and improve civic order, one that quickly turned New York, to the amazement of many, into the safest big city in the country. A booming global metropolis whose population had not only reversed its decline, but was growing faster than any other city in America. On September 11, 2001, that commitment would be tested as never before, when terrorist hijackers ran two fuel-laden jets into the towers of the World Trade Center, destroying the buildings and killing nearly 3,000 men and women. The impact was unimaginably devastating and heartbreakingly tragic, but it also brought out the best side of New York, as people from across the entire region came together to mourn and grieve and begin to rebuild. The events of that terrible day, visible from every part of the metropolitan area, ultimately revealed the profound human connections among all of its people. If September 11th marked the end of one era in the city's history, it also signaled the start of another, the 21st century city, larger and more diverse than ever before, challenged by a daunting array of new anxieties and fears, but also reinvigorated, ready to build upon its stunning rebirth and launch itself yet again into the future. In the end, the extraordinary changes of the last few years, like all those before in the city's history, only serve to place in perspective the myriad ways that life in the city has not changed, the common pursuits and timeless moments that bind all New Yorkers, past and present. These are the abiding continuities that have helped to define the city's life and people over the centuries, even as the city itself has grown and changed in unexpected and sometimes even unimaginable ways.